It's the Jim Brickman Show.
Well, it is April, and we are celebrating National Car Care Month. One study was just released that talks about how women are not comfortable with car care maintenance. Courtney Hansen, author of The Garage Girl's Guide to Everything You Need to Know About Your Car. So, Courtney, why is it that women are uncomfortable when it comes to their car?
Well, I think the reason that they aren't comfortable is because this has always been an industry dominated by men. So I feel like women haven't had that confidence.
What are some of the things that women can do to save money and feel more confident in maintaining their car?
Well, we all want to avoid a tow, right? We don't want our vehicles to be towed. So we came up with an appropriate acronym. We have Chief Tires, O for Oil. Since I'm working with Toyota's tires, why don't we start with tires? You want to make sure that they're at the right inflation pressure for your vehicle. Now, you get that number from the sticker inside the driver's door or from your owner's manual. You don't want to look at the number that's on the tire because that's the maximum pressure that the tire can withstand. You always want to test your tires in the morning when they're cool. You want to definitely test them before road trips. And I would say like once a month is a good idea. You can pick up a tire pressure gauge at any local auto parts store or even most gas stations, and they're super inexpensive. Moving on to the engine compartment, obviously the engine is the most important part of the vehicle, and we need the oil to be in good condition so that the engine is running most efficiently. You want to check it, I would say, after every few fill-ups, and you always want to make sure that the engine is off and that the engine compartment is fairly cool, and you just find the dipstick in the oil reservoir. Pull it out, wipe it off completely with a rag or a paper towel, and then you put it back into the reservoir completely, take it out, and then you'll get the reading between the minimum and maximum line. And if you're too close to the minimum line or below it, you definitely want to add oil. Do that according to what your owner's manual recommends you need for oil, and do it in increments so that you avoid an overflow.
All right, Courtney's going to stay with us. We talked about the T and the O. What does the W stand for? I'm going to tell you next in the Jim Brickman Show.